The NCAA tournament. March Madness ended with March sadness for the Arizona Wildcats. They lost yesterday in the first round. We'll talk more about it next. Pump prices heading into the weekend are averaging $3.96 statewide, 40 cents higher than a month ago. AAA Arizona says here in the Valley, you're paying an average of $4.20.
Oh, yeah. Here's some madness in March for you.
Free shot. No good. With a prayer that will not go. And the Tigers of Princeton growl their way.
Yeah, the very sad call from ESPN yesterday. Sad unless you're an ASU fan. Then you're celebrating that the number 15-seeded Princeton Tigers upset the number 2-seeded Arizona Wildcats 59-55 in the NCAA tournament first-round game yesterday. Vince Murata, half of Bickley and Murata on Arizona Sports, is joining us to talk about this is the second time that the University of Arizona has been beaten by a 15th seed.
Yeah.
In their tournament.
The first time that happened was back in the 90s when Santa Clara beat Arizona.
Yeah.
And led by a guy named Steve Nash that nobody had ever heard of. I didn't expect Arizona to do much. I had them actually losing to the next set of Tigers. They would play the Missouri Tigers Saturday. This is a shocker.
Yeah.
To be up double digits in the second half and seemingly pulling away and just to collapse down the stretch. What, wow.
Was it that they just get too cocky and they're like, oh, these Ivy League people, they're about research. They're not about basketball.
Yeah. Which, you know, Princeton does have a history. Now, it came a long time ago. They knocked off the defending national champion UCLA Bruins once upon a time.
Mm, yeah.
But, you know, it was decades ago. So I don't know if it was cockiness that's really hard to quantify. I can tell you this. They played horrible basketball for the last 10 minutes of that game and probably deserved to lose because of the way they played.
So ASU and GCU, the Sun Devils and the Lopes, both play today. Are they going to do Arizona proud?
GCU is in a very interesting spot because they are the 14th seed going up against Gonzaga, a battle-tested program. But it's also the program that GCU wants to be. Eventually, an institution that doesn't have a football team, all of their resources athletically go into men's basketball. They've been wildly successful, although they haven't won a championship. So GCU's been open. We want to be the next Gonzaga, so they get their crack at them. You know, I don't know if this GCU team is ready to hang with Gonzaga. ASU-TCU should be interesting if you're expecting the Sun Devils to come back and repeat the performance they had the other night against Nevada. Don't expect that. That was a very high level of basketball for 40 minutes, and this ASU team has not done that consistently. This could be much more of a defensive slog, which plays into their hands. You know, ASU's got a chance to advance today, I think.
We're talking with Vince Murata of Arizona Sports about the NCAA tournament. The University of Arizona knocked out by number 15 Princeton, and ASU and GCU playing today. Let's zoom out to 30,000 feet here. What does this mean for these schools overall, besides just their athletic programs? Does it have an overall effect on people going, huh, you know, they got a great basketball team. I want to go to school there.
Yeah, I mean, there is that effect. There was once upon a time, there was a famous, it was, I believe, a Labor Day football game that Florida State was playing in. And the cameras on ABC at the time panned the crowd and came across a bunch of co-eds from Florida State who were dressed as cowboys. And they were, you know, attractive. And Brent Musburger, who was the announcer, and a very creepy man, made some sort of comment about how attractive these co-eds were. Uh-huh. And it went viral before things were going viral. And apparently, from that, the application process for Florida State saw this, you know, tenfold increase because,
wow,
you know, guys wanted to go to school there because of these Florida State cowgirls. Anyway, it does have effects. In this case for Arizona, it has a negative effect reputationally. Now, does it change anything in reality? No. But now Arizona, for all of their accomplishments and their medical school and all of those things, they're right now known as the team that choked away a double-digit lead to a 15 seed. So, yeah, the perception is reality in a lot of cases.
I don't think my sister's going to turn in the doctorate that she got from the U of A. But
no, it doesn't hold any less value today. Let's just say that.
Okay. But does it mean more money for schools in the long run if you have a successful basketball or football program.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's where the rubber meets the road when it comes to education overall at universities.
I really thought you were going to give me more of an opportunity to gloat as a Sun Devil over this embarrassing loss.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Here, I'll even play the fight song for you in the background.
My sister is a U of A grad.
Oh.
And I gave her a two-word message after the game yesterday.
Oh, what was that?
It just said bear down, which are two words that make me sick to even type on a text message. And she gave me a two-word response back.
Uh-huh. Can you say it?
Eh. No, you can't. Radio friendly?
Oh, man. Thanks a lot. Vince Marotta there of Bickley and Marotta on Arizona Sports.